MSONewsSports.com. We are continuing our coverage of the MIAA tournaments, and joining us right now is Manchester Essex boys basketball coach Tim St. Laurent. They were a winner this past week in their opening game. They'll be playing Cathedral on the road on Monday night. And Tim, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again this year.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, Tim, let's go back to your last game, which would be your first tournament opener, or your tournament opener, rather, against Bay Path. So tell me about that game. The score with a double-digit win looked like you guys won it comfortably, but tell me more about the game and probably tell me that's not true.
Yeah, no, we had a nice win versus a good Bay Path team. They were strong and physical, and we matched their physicality and maintained a 10-point lead. The 15-point lead, most of the game. Just a well-rounded game by everyone who stepped on the floor to get us into the next round of the playoffs.
All right, so give us an update on the team as you've seen. It's been several weeks since we've talked, but do you feel the team has come together at the tail end of the season, regular season, and now into the playoffs?
Yeah, it's been a great year. We went 15-0 in the Cape Ann League first time in school history to go undefeated for boys basketball. The only way you can do something like that is to really, really, really gel as a team and just come together. You're not always going to be on every night offensively and defensively. So the bond that these kids have is special. They work hard together every day in practice to keep that going. And now we go into Cathedral this year, which last year we were there as the 12 seed versus the 5 seed versus a very good Cathedral team. And we're heading in there again for the second year in a row, 9 versus 8. And it's a familiar place for us. And we're hoping we can continue from last year's success and the success we had this season and come away with a victory.
Tell me about this team. Since we're on the subject of Cathedral now, what do you know about this year's edition of the team?
They're very, very young. So they... You know, our goal is to limit the amount of three-pointers they shoot, and they shoot a ton of them with endless range and really, really let it go. But they have a couple ninth graders, a couple eighth graders, and extremely young but extremely good ball club, and they play in a tough league, so they're battle-tested, and we're hoping to use our physicality and get the ball inside and take the game over.
Well, let's talk about your team and the players on your team and the roles that they do for you. So I guess let's start with the backcourt and move to the frontcourt or wherever you want to with Manchester, with your team.
Yeah, I think I'll start with picking off on physicality.
Yep.
When we talked last time, I talked to you about Eddie Horaeus, who's our center. He was he blew out his knee last year and didn't play in the tournament. And early on, he was getting used to the strength in his leg, and now the second half of the season, he's just been an absolute monster on the floor. He had 18 points, 15 rebounds, 8 blocks the other night in the opener. Had one of the hardest dunks I've ever seen. I thought the backboard would have come down if it wasn't a brand new school. It's just he's a really, really difficult matchup for anyone he faces at any level. Brennan Twomley, I love Brennan because he's a three-sport athlete. He's tough. He's the quarterback of the football team, and he brings that physicality onto the floor. He can shoot it. He's very versatile, has tremendous leaping ability. He covers the best offensive player, whether or not he's a big guy, small guy, no matter what he is, he's on him. And Patrick Cronin, 6'6", wing guy, can shoot the ball. I'm very long in our zone, and he rebounds well for us. Anytime we face a lot of pressure, he's usually the one that brings it up. When we played, Burke and in Randolph, he played the point guard position at 6'6", because they traditionally have a bigger guy on him. So if him bringing it up helps us, and he's just, again, another versatile player. And last time I spoke to you, I talked about Ben Hurd, the glue of the team. Ben comes in. He's just he's an all-state football player. He comes in and, he'll go in and at the four or the five, and Brennan will slide over to the three. And just, again, another toughness factor that we take tremendous pride in how physical and tough we are and balanced. And Ben certainly gives us that. After that, we got two amazing shooters in Sam Mathanis and Cade First. Cade is averaging about 24 points a game. He's one of the best players in the league, one of the best players in the area. And him and Sam create a lot of havoc on the defensive end in our matchup zone, jumping the lanes and doing the things they have to do. And Sam is an unbelievable knockdown three shooter and a great guard and a great leader for us. So that's the roundup for the guys.
All right. So, Tim, you mentioned the 6'6 wing guy. So how big is your center? How tall is he?
So Eddie Horaeus is 6'6 as well.
Yeah.
But the thing that makes Horaeus different is he, you know, you don't see players at the high school level built like Eddie. Eddie's 6'6, and he has a really, really thick frame with a lot of muscle on there. And he is just, he's a 17-year-old boy out there that's a grown man and just a unbelievable center for us and a fantastic kid.
So, Tim, you're scoring points from all over the court, it would appear to me, inside, then beyond out to the paint and on the perimeter as well.
Yeah, no, it's nice. We have in Division IV, they do the win margin, how much you have to win by each game. We have one of the highest win margins in all of Division IV. I talk to your counterpart Nick Cooker a lot, and I always say I know we're going to score points, and defense is gonna win it. This is year 15. I usually can't go on and comfortably say I'm going to score points and know that I'm going to win. So we really, really stress the defensive end of the ball. And you look at the success Gloucester's having, Adam, I know he's on with you, his defense, and I saw his dad last night. It's just great, great defense. And we stress the same thing on our end. And of course, we like to have a lot of fun on the offensive end as well.
Gotcha. So I'll narrow it down to one last question for you, Tim, but you can share anything else on the team in a moment. But was there a game this year where you felt your team, really learned something? Can be a loss, could be a win. I always get some good answers with this one, with this question. Or the team grew, so to speak. What game or two might you single out?
Yeah, I think from a success standpoint, when we went up to Georgetown, and that gym is a very tough environment to play in. And we only had a one game lead. If we tied with them, we would have been tied for the Cal lead. And if we won it, we thought we would, be the champs. And we went in there, stuck to a great, great game plan, and the kids really worked and executed and had a nice 20-point victory. And when we did that, we knew, okay, we knew we were special, but to be able to do it in those tough tournament-like environments that we're about to feel right now, it just really, really, that's where you go to in your brain to know we've had success there. And then the other thing I'd say is, we intentionally added Randolph, who won the state championship last year, and brought most of their team back. We added them to the schedule, and we added Burke to the schedule, who's the number two seed in the state. And we lost both games, and it's good to lose in sports because you can learn from those things and the things we need to do to get it into the victory margin. But playing those two style of games where the level of speed and the way the pace of play that they're both those teams played with, really taught us what we need to do to slow it down. Get the ball inside to our big guys and just be a little bit crisper and how we need to do it. But hopefully we'll be seeing both those teams in a couple weeks, and we'll still be alive in the tournament. But playing those teams will certainly help us for success and confidence, because we played with both those teams to the final minutes of the game, and that's why we picked them up. So when we're playing Cathedral tomorrow, we're used to that style of play that both those teams are gonna we faced against.
No, you're right. That's the great thing about playing a tough schedule, and because that's the way you do learn. You're absolutely right, and players learn as well at this level. Tim, anything else you want to share with us about the Hornets here? Again, getting ready for Game 2 of the playoffs.
No, we're excited to get out there. I'm excited for the following of support. Last year at Cathedral, and I'm excited to hopefully we fill up a fan bus and take a fan bus out there with our great student section out there tomorrow, and hopefully live to play another day. So I'm excited.
Sounds good. Tim, thanks so much for your time, and good luck Monday night at Cathedral.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care. Tim St. Laurent with us, the boys basketball coach at Manchester Essex here on MSO, newsports.com.